Welcome to the 13th episode of Who the Hell Are You in the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our 13th episode features IndyCar driver, sports car champion, and television broadcaster Townsend Bell, and the two remaining episodes will run leading up to next week's Rolex 24 at Daytona. Following Bell's podcast, ALMS champion and Le Mans winner Joey Hand and the sophomore Justin Bell are all that we have left. Among the many things we learned during Bell's episode, he was an accomplice in a theft, would be a good friend to have in a bar fight, and turns into a rap MC every year at Le Mans. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You, the conversation flows freely, which means earmuffs might be required on a few occasions. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt Podcast episodes on iTunes, on Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and on MarshallPruitt.com. And here we go with a man of many distinctions and opinions, Townsend Bell.
What is your full name?
Townsend Lorenz Bell.
The middle name has a little bit of swag in it. Birthplace and date, please.
Children's Hospital, San Francisco, California, April 19th, 1975.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
Speak one, and it's Californian.
That is the correct answer. Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed. Left foot breaker.
You've already answered a question.
Ooh.
Coming up, the first to do so. If the purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first?
The tax man.
Fair enough. What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Lose It. I came here for the test 3.5-4 weeks ago. I looked at some of my competitors who were testing that day, who were in their early 20s and appeared to weigh about 131 pounds. Given the fact there's no driver ballast rule in IMSA,
yes.
I flew home completely determined to lose 12 pounds in 3.5 weeks. I'm 6 feet tall. Didn't have a lot to give, but I suffered and pulled it off. Hit my target.
Very impressive.
But then we've had a series of issues which have rendered the weight loss relatively useless. And so I can't wait for Saturday night because I'm friggin' hungry.
Have you ever stolen something from a store?
Yes.
What was it?
It was, well, I shouldn't say that. I worked at a store just after high school where a friend walked out with something. And I was asked to look the other way.
Was it something you and your friend enjoyed afterwards?
Only him. But I regret that for sure. Just because I was an accomplice.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
I think Chainsmokers, or you know, something in the Chainsmokers family of, you know, in these days with digital music, you can kind of pull up a Chainsmokers station and be introduced to other artists that kind of have a similar vibe.
Interesting. What's your most hated fruit or vegetable?
It's a tough one. I like most fruits and vegetables these days. Most hated fruit or vegetable? God, I'd have to look at a list. I would say the okra.
That's a first so far. What's your favorite musician or band of all time?
Maybe Chili Peppers.
Californian favorite.
Yep.
The only racing question you'll be asked today. Senna or Schumacher?
Senna.
Why?
Pure racing emotion and brilliance behind the wheel and unfiltered intensity and unapologetic intensity for winning and performing at the very highest level without at least appearing to resort to kind of what I would call subversive tactics.
This is a correct answer. Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
No.
Fortunate man. What is the highest level of education you've completed?
I am currently a junior at the University of California at Santa Barbara on sabbatical.
Studying?
Well, I'm on a 20-year sabbatical.
Yes.
Yes. Business economics.
Is that something you intend to complete?
I threaten to with my wife and children when my boys reach college age. There's a Rodney Dangerfield fantasy that still lingers.
Shakespeare for everyone. How many days has it been since your last drink?
So during the course of my diet, the last 3.5 weeks, I had 2 vodka sodas on the same evening, Monday after Sonoma, because I was on my annual motorcycle ride with friends, and it just seemed sacrilegious to not have a cocktail after 300 miles of California coastal motorcycle adventure.
After the ride. After that is a ride. Good answer.
Yes.
Have you or a family member served in the military or fought in a war?
No.
Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, set the stage.
Close. Not actual fists landing. But I was with Alex Gurney at a restaurant in Costa Mesa.
Known for his punchiness.
Known for his punchiness. Alex Gurney and Chad Liberto, who now works for AAR.
We're also watching a man walking by carrying his dog. That is very interesting.
With his girlfriend.
We believe.
Dog looks to be alive, although in a fetal position, upside down. So, I'm in a restaurant in Costa Mesa, having a nice, normal dinner with 2 friends, Alex and another guy, Chad, who used to work for Sparco. And from across the restaurant, there's a guy at the bar who's like staring at me. And so I'm sort of just staring back at him. And he comes over and starts mouthing off. And, you know, what are you looking at? And I'm like, well, what are you looking at? I'm just sitting here having dinner and you're staring.
Two reasonable questions.
So he basically just started firing off expletives. And after about 15 seconds, we were in a booth. After about 15 seconds, I'd had enough, so I jumped up and basically leapt over the table and grabbed him. And
show of strength.
Show of strength, and if not lacking a little bit of sensitivity, and or having plenty of it, and I don't know, we were at each other's faces and. Bodyguards moved in and that kind of thing.
Bodyguards.
That's about as close as it came.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
I'm really, I consider myself fiscally very conservative. I bought a BMW M5 with the V10 engine, and it was really cool, except for like driving it every day, which is all I was really going to do with it. And it burned a lot of oil. And it got terrible mileage, and it's really inconvenient because you're gas station constantly. It had the single clutch transmission, which hit like a sledgehammer when you're at the racetrack, which I did once. But otherwise, in everyday traffic, it was one of those, you know, why sort of purchases.
Still have the car?
About 6 months.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
No, but I try to live by, you know, the golden rule, which is, you know, treat others as you want to be treated. And I think that supersedes anything I've observed in law, religion. And I try to live by that. I think it's a pretty simple governing philosophy for life. And it's served me well so far.
A biblical bell. What is your shoe size?
I float between a 43 and 44 European, which would be 10 to 10
and a half. We are Americans.
I happen to be wearing a set of racing shoes right now.
Yes.
And but yeah, I'm in that 10 and a half range.
That's a surprisingly common answer for race drivers.
And not so surprising that's frequently the size that's out of stock for most men at a shoe store.
As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
I didn't discover porn. I mean, I shouldn't say didn't discover.
You were not the Christopher Columbus of porn.
I just didn't. I wasn't a porn guy. Really not a porn guy to this day. So,
prefer
next question.
Real. It's interesting. What's your favorite album of all time?
Favorite album? I don't know. I'm not an album guy. I kind of go by songs.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
It's a correct answer. How many times have you had your heart broken?
Twice.
Fortunate. When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
I think I Google myself. I think because I'm on TV, and you're always a little paranoid these days about making sure that your public facing image is protected to some extent. I would say once every 2 to 3 months I check in. It's almost like checking your credit to make sure. I don't think, frankly, if you're on TV or not, it probably doesn't matter, right?
That's a smart answer. Can you rap?
Hell yeah. If you've been on the side of the road during the Le Mans Drivers Parade the last 3 years, there's a certain point in the Drivers Parade where you come to kind of an MC guy that hands you the mic, or at least asks you a question with a mic. And for the last 3 years, I've taken the mic and then sort of launched off into this sort of Run DMC era. You know, everybody in the house, come on, let me hear you say ho. There's something about getting, you know, 10,000 French people to sing along.
Absolutely.
That is invigorating.
Might be worth memorizing It's Tricky for next year's event.
The Pocono theme song for my track map.
We've passed the halfway point. What's the worst piece of advice you've received?
You can't win the race on the first corner.
So you can win the race on the
yes,
first corner,
yes,
according
can.
To Townsend Bell. Have you ever killed someone or come close?
Never killed anybody, never come close. Well, I shouldn't say that. I have come close. My rookie IRL, which I've never really heard the argument against it being a one-syllable word. The RL.
The Earl.
I was racing for Panther Racing. My first race, the fire extinguisher exploded underneath my knees at speed, three wide, about lap 20. My second race, I think, was at Nashville. And I'm running well, I think fifth or fourth. And the yellow comes out late in the race. And I'm talking on the radio, adjusting my fuel knob, and I go into turn one. And you'll remember that the marbles were historically bad on that concrete intermediate oval, and I got a little high going into one, only at about 100 miles an hour. Keep in mind, we race at 180 or something, and I was just done in the marbles, about to wreck. The only problem was the safety team was on the track with safety trucks tending to the accident that had caused the yellow, and so I knew if I touched the brake, I'm into the wall, and so I just held the steering, kept my feet off the pedals, and, you know, prayed. And kept steering, and it's just not turning. And there's that huge Homatro, I think it was Simple Green safety truck, or maybe not Simple Green, whatever at the time. And, you know, it probably weighs 8,000 pounds
yes.
with all the kit on the back and that really low. And I'm in a, you know, last generation Anteater Dallara with a really low nose that ramps right up. And I was going 80. And I had the steering in, and I was getting closer. The safety team guys are running up the track to get out of the way. And, I mean, you're watching this tragedy happen, you know, a few seconds before you get there.
Tragedy bell.
And at last second, I close my eyes and clinch up for the impact. And I must have missed the safety truck. I had an onboard camera. They use it still to this day, I think, as a Homultra safety
Lessons.
Team training video. I must have missed the truck with my right side wheels by millimeters. And I still had a stint left in the race, and we finished fifth, and the team was happy because that was their best result of the season. And I was just literally white as a ghost for the next week because I knew how close I came to not only ending my life but potentially several others. And it was just pure, you know, a rookie at that track not realizing the danger of the marbles.
Which segues naturally into the next question. Seinfeld, funniest TV show of all time or worst pile of garbage ever made?
Given the fact that my wife starred as a guest star in one episode, I'd have to say it's one of the best ever. And it really is, despite her appearance.
You'll get an exemption for that.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song?
You keep asking about music.
As a person who said they're not an album person and a person who's able to claim Chainsmokers style music as his favorite, I figured you might have a favorite song that comes to mind.
I guess right now it'd be She Wants to Break Up Every Night
by
the Chainsmokers. I like to work out to that song.
What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
There used to be a store growing up in San Francisco called FAO Schwartz.
Yes.
Which had the coolest collection of little electric-like cars. But I think I didn't realize that it was the coolest toy until for Christmas one year my dad got me a Tamiya RC Super Beetle sand buggy. And back in the day, the Tamiya model, specifically the RC cars, had a lot of metal and alloy parts. You know, they're all plastic now. But they used to have a lot of, like, the dampers were full-blown, you know, aluminum canister, probably steel shaft, and the bumpers were... And it took us probably 3 weeks to put that thing together. And I thought that was the coolest toy ever.
A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you?
Tough question.
Indeed. 6 to 7 million lives could be spared, but then there could have been someone else to have risen up and taken his place.
Two schools of thought. We're products of our environment. Everybody deserves a chance. You know, I don't know Hitler's situation close enough to know what his childhood environment was like. On the other hand, you know, it's the greatest loss of life we've ever known from, you know, the one person's actions. So I need more time. Can't answer that.
Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
No.
A somewhat insensitive question in light of your current plight. What is your favorite pint of ice cream?
Pralines and cream. Baskin and Robbins.
That is the correct answer.
Probably one of the greatest culinary creations on the planet.
Easily. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
What's the name of the last book you've read?
The Richest Man in Babylon.
By?
Forget now. Look it up. Financial advice, thousands of years old, that is remarkably still valid today.
By Fred Babylon, I believe.
Freddie B?
Why are you married?
Because I met somebody that I didn't think I could live without.
That's the correct answer. Speeding towards the finish line, Townsend Bell. If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I would find?
Racer.com.
I'm not sure I believe that answer.
No, it's true.
Is there one movie that when it comes on, you'll watch it, no matter how many times you've seen it?
Good Will Hunting.
That's a correct answer.
Love that film.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
Objection. Presumptuous. I bought a house.
Cats or dogs?
Oh, two cats that I didn't necessarily vote for, but...
Have you done anything to create the dislike?
If there's something about, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a neat freak, but the, you know, the idea that you throw on your nice black button down or something to go to a dinner and there's white hair on that and the $25,000 in furniture damage from clawing that you've replaced through the years and, you know, the 4 a.m. meowing for no apparent reason. They're cute, but they give very little. They just take and take and take. You have cats.
They've been described as French.
They are.
Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
I don't know what Intervention is.
But you can assume.
I can assume. Probably.
Do you subscribe to any magazines that are not automotive or racing related?
Power and Motor Yacht. I love boats. I don't own a boat, but I love boating. And Los Angeles Magazine, which has great food reviews. Wall Street Journal, the USA Today, Sports Illustrated.
By far the most of any person interviewed so far. Not a surprise from a fellow Bay Area product.
We are very well rounded.
I am in particular very well round. In the final questions.
Yes.
Townsend Bell, what is the meanest thing you've done to a sibling or friend?
I mean, to a sibling? Don't know. I think that golden rule prevails at those moments. So I guess I'm proud to say I don't have any... Nothing comes to mind. I don't have any... I don't carry any regrets. I feel like I treat my friends well, and I'm proud to have friends that I've had since, you know, fifth grade that I'm still in touch with.
A kind soul. Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone while in the bathroom?
Regularly. Usually NBC conference calls.
Perfect place and time. If trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal? And what body part of your own do you eat first?
I'm cannibal at the very last moment of, impending death.
It would be an odd first move.
Yeah. And I guess what can you get your teeth into, right?
Depends how flexible you are.
Yeah, not very. So I'm thinking I think I could only get to a bicep. Probably a bicep before a forearm. I'm going to think there's a little more fat in the bicep skin than the forearm.
In Living Color, Chappelle Show, or Key and Peele?
Heard of Living Color. Wasn't that a band?
Correct, but this is the TV show on Fox. Seminal comedy.
Carry on. You're living in your own bubble on that one.
Questionable... ties to America. Name one thing you recently learned that everyone else on Earth seemingly knew but you.
There's so many of those, I just can't remember what the most recent has been. Don't try so hard. Let it breathe.
Two questions left, Townsend Bell. Have your parents ever told you they were disappointed by your actions or decisions? If so, explain.
The one that I remember the strongest is the disappointment my mother had when I told her I was taking my UCSB sabbatical to go pursue a career as a racing driver. Haven't heard anything about that since.
Final question, Townsend Bell. If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger or death by blowjob?
The latter.
That might have been the fastest response to the final question we've ever had. Well, Townsend Bell, I can say after 50 questions, I still have no idea who the hell you are.
Feelings mutual.
And that was episode 13 with Townie Bell. Left on the board, we have one Bell and Mr. Hand. Check back on Thursday for the next episode featuring Joey Hand. And please share this hot mess with a retweet on the good old interwebs. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.